Okay, today's daf is Trumas Daf Tzadi Test. Trumas Daf Tzadi Test 99. Yesterday we had a haskala in the last parak here, Maseches Trumas. Parak Enosnin, and we spoke about proper usage of a truma and inappropriate usage of truma. If I am not allowed to destroy truma, if I use it in an inappropriate way, that's considered destroying truma. If I'm a vatel, we've spoken about in the past, that tshuva of the avni miluim. But our Mishnah speaks about usage, so I'm not allowed to put, the Mishnah said, I can't put truma figs into a type of fish sauce where it's going to get ruined, where it's going to give off some of its taste, and I'm going to take out the figs and throw them out. That's inappropriate. That's called ibud of truma. But I'm allowed to put truma wine into murius. That's what the Gemara is going to comment now. Nos to desayayin lemurius. That I'm allowed to do. And as the Mara Fold explained on the Mishnah, that's normal. You put wine into this fish brine in order to sweeten it. That's what the Tanakhama holds. It's not just there to remove a negative odor or taste, but it's there to sweeten it. That we don't say it's la'avure zu'am ebovadhu, and therefore it is allowed. So based on that, the Gemara says here, on Sadi Chesam Abes, right in the middle. Really, our Mishnah that allows you to put the wine into the Murius, the Truma wine, into this fish brine, and says that's okay, that's like Rebbe Shita. Why? The Tani, because the Brisa says, Yayin Lemurius. Are you allowed to put wine into Murius, Rebbe Matir? Rebbe says, yeah. Rebbe says that it is, we'll see. Rebbe Matir, Elazar Reb Shimon Oser. Rebbe allows you to put the wine in. Elazar Reb Shimon says, no, one is not allowed to. Why? Because that must be the other opinion that we precluded, that it is put in la avure zuhama. It is put in to, not to sweeten it, but to kind of remove the odor or pungent taste of the fish brine. And that's called ibud. That's that you're not using the wine for something inherently itself. You're using it for neutralizing purposes. And neutralizing purposes is not a good usage for something with Kedusha. And that's why Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says it is usur. So our Mishnah reflects Rabbi Shita, that you're allowed to put the wine into the Murius. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says no. Lefichach, the Gemara then says, though, there's another nafkamina between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Not only if you can put the wine in, but what if somebody put the wine in? Is a non-Kohen allowed to eat this mixture? Of our vinasno. What if you put the wine in? So Rebbe, who says that you're allowed to put it in because it adds taste and it's positive and it sweetens the morius, also lazarim. So yasit lazarim, because the wine is, made better. Sorry, the morius is made better with the wine. The morius is sweetened with the wine, and therefore it's called truma still, and therefore a zar would not be able to partake of it. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon matel lazarim. Lezer Reb Shimon would say no. I'll give you a chumrah that you can't put the wine in, but once you put the wine in, it totally gets ruined. It's ibud, and therefore a zar would be able to eat from this murya. It doesn't have the status of truma anymore. The Gemara asks one other question. Rabbi Mana bar Tanchum, boy, kedivrei mi shematil azarim. According to the one who says that you're allowed to, a zar is allowed to eat it, meaning Rabbi Shimon, who says you're not allowed to put the wine in because it's ruining it, that if you put the wine in, it's ruined. And therefore, a zar is allowed to have it. Murius shel goyim lama aser. So then why is it that the Mishnah tells us in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Chavtes, that the murius, the fish brine of an idolater, is aser? Because I'm nervous that maybe he put some wine into this mixture. But what do you mean? According to Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, if you put wine into a mixture, it gets ruined. And that's why if I put truma wine in a mixture, so that a zar is allowed to eat the truma. So if I put Yayin Nesech wine in the mixture, I also should be able to eat it. So why does the Mishnah say in Avodah Zarah that Murya Shogayim is Aser? So the Gemara answers, first answer, Rabbi Yirmiya B'Shem Rabbi Chiya Barva Mishum Bishulein Goyim Hein Asurin. It's not also because of the wine. It's also because of the Bishul Akum. Not also because of Yayin that got mixed in there, right? And therefore, it's all Bishul, right? Why? As the Lara Folder here says, the Gzera Drabanani, Kamosha Asru, Kol, Bishule, Gai, Mishum, Chastos. We know, big topic, Bishul Akum. We know the Gemara, Mishnah tells us in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey, the list of items that are usur to eat from a non-Jew. The Elu Dvarim Shalovdek Achavim Asur, and Ve'ini Sur and Isur Hana. They're only usur to eat, they're not usur to get benefit from. Number one, Chalav, milk. Right, that's the issue of Chalav Yisrael. Chalav Shechelbo Avdei Kochavim Yisrael Ro'eyu. If a non-Jew gives me milk and I did not see him milk the cow, right, and that's the Gemara says, even if I didn't see him milk it, but if I'm sitting outside and he has what's mirtas, he would be nervous to put anything else in. That's also ki'ilu you saw. And that's the remotion discussion. And then it talks about pas, that's pasakum, and then later in the Mishnah, vihashlakos. Shlakos, we discussed shlakos recently about the semi-cooking. But shlakos is cooking. Rashi says there, even in kosher, I'm watching the goy cook for me start to finish. He's using my ingredients, my pots, everything. It's asur d'rabbanan to partake of that food. V'kulhu mishum chasnus. It's because of intermarriage. Because when you want to get to know somebody, you go out to eat with them and you serve each other food. And therefore, chazal asur, a non-Jew cooking for a Jew because of the chashash of chasnus. There is an interesting Rashi of Avodah Zarah, daf lamed ches, three dafim later, where Rashi discusses bishul akum. He says, shelo yeh Yisrael ragil etzlo, b'machlo b'mishteh. So a Jew does not come and accustom himself to be eating and getting to know the non-Jew, v'ya'achilenu davar tameh. And maybe he'll feed him something not kosher. V'ya'achilenu davar tameh. And the achronim wonder about that Rashi. It's just mishum chasnus. It's not because of worry about not kosher. So, and that's what Rashi said, and Avodah Zarah, daf lamed hey. So why all of a sudden, daf lamed ches siman aleph, the top Rashi says here, he relates to machol davar tameh. So some suggest, Rav Soloveitchik and others suggest, that maybe there's a difference between the motivation of a takana and the definition of the takana. Why Bishul Akum was asked because of chasnus? Because of intermarriage. But it could be that the Rabbanan then gave this food the status of ma'achalas asuros midirabbanan. Right? The motivation is chasnus. But the definition of the gzeira, the Rabbanan gave this food the status of ma'achalas asuros midirabbanan. Why nafkamina? Big nafkamina, major machlokas we show in him, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Does Bishul Akum aser kalim? What if a goy cooks, like I said before, a goy cooks start to finish in my pots? Is that going to aser my kelim? 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. So again, if you say it's just because of chasnus, then it shouldn't aser my kelim. It's just, it's more focused, let's say, on the gavra. But if it's, they gave it the status of ma'achalas asuros midirabanan, then if they use my kelim, then even the kelim would be nesar. Right? And that's the machlokes and a nafgamina. But again, that's Bishul Akum. And as we know, the three kulas, I wouldn't call them kulas, but built-in leniencies of Bishul Akum, and any one of them saves you. Any one of them, you don't need all three, any one of them helps us out. Number one, the Gemara says, Nechal Kamoshu Chai, if it's able to be eaten raw, so then there's no Bishul Akum, because we assume, Misvara, that he didn't really do anything for me. He warmed up a cup of water for me. I could have drunk the water cold. See, warmed up water for me? That's okay. There's no Bishul Akum there. Number one. Number two, the hardest one to pin down. It has to be a chash of food. Ola al shulchan malachim. So what exactly is considered a chash of food? Very hard to know. If you go to a brunch breakfast that's catered, they'll give you everything. And fleishiks, you can find anything on a smorgasbord. So it's hard to know exactly what is excluded from that. So we're pretty machber. We don't use that as the kula. But the third one is a guy has to do the entire process for it to be usser. And if a Jew takes part in the process at all, so then turning on the fire and others, and then that is not called Bishul Akum. That one is argued by the Shulchan Aruch, and there's different halachas between Ashkenazim and Sephardim, but that's generally Bishul Akum. So none of those kulas, lechora, apply by Murius. Right? And that's what the Gemara says here, that maybe Murius is usser, not because of the wine, because according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the wine is totally ruined, and that's why you're not allowed to put it in the first place, and that's why it's mutter for a czar, but there's Bishul Akum. And if it's Bishul Akum, so then that's usser for that reason. So the Gemara says, nah, that can't be. That can't be the suggestion why the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah tells us that Murius is going to be usser. It's pretty clear that it's not based on Bishul Akum. And if it's not based on Bishul Akum, then we're going to be back to the question of why it's usser if the wine gets ruined. So let's see, how do you know that it's not can't be Bishul Akum? Hezer Reb Yossi Vatani, because Reb Yossi says in the following Tosefta. We're going to switch around a couple of words here based on the girsa that we have in our Tosefta. When it says Hamin, we're going to change it to Uman. Uman, professional. So Vatani, it says in our Tosefta, Uman Mutter. If you have a professional cook that's making this Morius, so then that's Mutter. That Morius is going to be mutter, because, as we're going to explain, because he uses very high quality fish brine that has a very high fat content. He doesn't dilute it with wine to try to cut corners. And therefore, if it's a professional, you don't have to worry about the fish brine. V'she'eino uman usser. But if he's not a professional, so then it's going to be usser, because you're going to be choshes, there's wine in there. Uman mutter, so the Tosefta says an uman is going to be mutter. Lo b'she'eino mevushal, isn't the case of a professional fish briner, right? Doesn't that mean it's not a case of mevushal? Because if it was a case of mevushal, then it would be aser because of bishal. Be aser because of bishal, right? The Rav Chai Kadievsky here says, right, mishum bishal mali uman mali hedyot, right? If it was actually cooked, so then it's should be usher anyway. Does it matter about the wine or not? Right? So therefore, you see, it must be, the fact that there's a chilik between professional and not professional means, we're not talking about bishel, because bishel akim would be usher across the board. So it must be just an issue of wine. And the wine, for a professional, does not use the wine, and a non-professional does use the wine. Vidichvasei. So if the professional is mutter, and it's not mavushal, and it's only mutter because he doesn't use the wine. V'dichvasi, similarly, v'she'eino uman asur. When it says in the next line of the Brisa that if somebody is not a professional, so that's going to be asur because you think he's going to put the wine in, v'afil she'eino mavushal. Even if it's not mavushal, it's going to be asur. So question mark. So that pshat that Rabbi Yirmiya gave in the name of Rabbi Chiya Barva doesn't hold up, because it's clear that it's not mavushal. The chilek is wine or not. And if that's true, we're back to the question. Why is Morius going to be usser? Because you think there's some wine in there. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, the wine gets totally ruined. And just like a Yisrael, a Zara would be able to eat it and not worry about the truma, so too we should be able to eat it and not worry about the Avodah Zara, about the Ayin Esach. So answers the Gemara. The Gemara first quotes a side point relating to this Brisa, and then we'll get to the answer. Amr Reb Yochanan, right? You see the Marafolda mentions that. Ve'ein ze latari takushya. The following line is not to answer the question. Rakshi meimra namra ala brisa agav grara. But it said about the brisa that we just quoted, and therefore I'm mentioning it now. Amr Reb Yochanan bar Maria afilu kamanda amar uman mutter ubavacha yod biodeya. You have to know that it was a professional. Right? If you're not sure if it was a professional, then it's a chshash of yai nesach. And we have to be machmir. So the case, the chiluk of uman and not uman, has to be a case where you know for sure that it was a professional or not professional. So the Gemara, now the Gemara answers. So what's the answer? Why is that if I mix truma oil into the mixture of Murius, Azara is allowed to eat it? But if I put Avodah Zara wine, so not oil, wine. If I put Truma wine into the mixture, it's totally ruined that it's mutter for a Zar. But if I put Avodah Zara wine in, it's not. So the Gemara says, there's a chilek between Truma and Avodah Zara. Hada Amra Hanayas Truma Muteres. Hanayas Avodah Zara Asura. Right? When it comes to Truma, Truma is mutter Bahana'a for a Jew. Right, for a Yisrael, for a Zar. And therefore, if he put the wine in the Truma, you're right, it can't taste it, it got ruined, but let's say it increased the volume, there's some Hana'a there, right, so therefore, Zar is allowed to get Hana'a from Truma. And therefore, that's why it's ruined, and it's Mutter, there's no issue. The problem with Avodah Zara is, Avodah Zara is Asur Bahana'a. Avodah Zara is not only Asur to partake in, but all the different parts of Avodah Zara are Asur Bahana. Right? Avodah Zara is Asur Bahana. Tikroves Avodah Zara. There's all four different parts of Avodah Zara. Tikroves, something that you sacrifice to the Avodah Zara. Noye Avodah Zara, something that you beautify the Avodah Zara with. You put some gold and silver on it. Mishamshe Avodah Zara, the broom that you sweep in front of the Avodah Zara. All of those are Asur Bahana. Mishamshe and Tikroves and Noy and the Avodah Zara itself. Right, all four of those. So Avodah Zara is Asur Bahana. So here, the wine's in there, even if the wine got ruined, it's expanded the volume, l'chora, and therefore, it would still be Asur. So that's the chilek between Truma and Avodah Zara. Period. Okay, we continue now and get to the next line of the Mishnah. Next line of the Mishnah we discussed earlier. Now we're going to hearken back to something that we said weeks ago and maybe months ago. We spoke about this Mishnah then. So the second half of the Mishnah says, are you allowed to cook truma wine? Are you allowed to cook truma wine? So the Tanakhama says no, because you are being mamit it. You are lessening it. We're going to talk about what does that mean. What are you lessening? And Rabbi Yehuda says mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says no, no, no. You're allowed to cook the truma wine because you are appreciating it. You're making it better. So machlokes tanom, whether you're allowed to cook truma wine. Is that called a normal, appropriate, respectable usage? Tanakhama says no. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. So first of all, the Tanakhama. What does it mean that it becomes less when you cook it? Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad amar mebreishim ma'ato mimidaso. Number one, that you're mimayit from its volume. Right? You're making it smaller. Right? Because when you cook it, some evaporates, and therefore you're making it smaller, and that's mima'it mimidaso. The charana amar mebreishim mima'ato mishosav. No. The other opinion says that you're making it smaller in terms of those who will drink it. Why? Because you're making it worse, so less people are interested in drinking it. That's what it means. You're making less drinkers, because cooking wine ruins it, makes it taste worse. So that's the 2 days in the Gemara. What does it mean you're lessening? You're not allowed to cook the wine because you're lessening. You're lessening the volume, or you're lessening the drinkers. You know what? Let's just continue, and then we'll talk about the lessening. V'lo yadin, and we had this exact Gemara earlier. V'lo yadin man amarda, and I'm not sure who says what. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan gave these two opinions, and I wasn't sure which opinion said which. Well, who says that you're lessening the volume? Who says that you're lessening the drinkers? Meaning, what's the lessening the drinkers? You're making it taste worse. That's what that day calls. So who says what? So, but then I figured it out. Min man da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan, earlier and back on Daf Chaf Dal Daf Chaf Hey, Rabbi Yochanan was very bothered. Because over there, the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to give a Kohen Mevushal wine for Truma a non-Mevushal wine. Right? You're not allowed to give Mevushal a non-Mevushal. So we think that means why? Because it tastes worse. And Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, that's so say Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. So if it's so Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, it must be that he understands Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah as the taste worst shita. Because he holds that there's a stira between the two Mishnayos. If this Mishnah was just about the volume, it has nothing to do with that Mishnah. Right, and therefore, says the Gemara, min man da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says over there, again, a potential stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Over here, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda says, cooking is good. It's mashbicho. And earlier, you can't give bitore mevushal, she'ena mevushal. So, min man da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, michla vashitasi Rabbi Yehuda. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, I guess we're stuck. We have to switch the shitas in our Mishnah. Switch the shitas. Really? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, like the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't. You can't cook it, and the Rabbanan say that you can. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that, V'yamar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar is the one that says, no, 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 don't worry about it. There's no stira. Eina mechlefes. Right? You don't have to, everybody holds that cooking makes it worse. And there's a different reason here why it would be mutter. So, and he says, Rabbi Elazar holds, the chilik between the Mishnayos is, taman bekohen. Over here, we're talking about the kohen. The kohen, even if it makes it worse taste, the Kohen's allowed to cook it. He can do whatever he wants with it. Why? Because maybe the cooking it will preserve it for a longer period of time. See, even though it tastes worse, it's more valuable for me to have wine for longer. So this Mishnah is talking about the Kohen. And that's why there would be a shita that says you're allowed to do it. Everybody agrees that it tastes worse. But you're allowed to do it. Vikan Bevailim. And over there, the earlier Mishnah is talking about the Yisrael. Before he gives the truma, so then he's not allowed to do that. Right? He objectively has to give better truma to the Kohen. So non-cooked wine is better, according to what we hold. So from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says there's a stira, and therefore he has to switch the shitas, and Rabbi Elazar says there's no stira, it's talking about two different people. Havi Rabbi Yochanan, who da'amar, mnei shemamato mishosav. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says, the miut in this Mishnah means you're making it taste worse. Because Rabbi Yochanan thinks that there's a stira between the two Mishnayos. That Mishnah over there says wine, truma wine, cooked wine tastes worse. So if you want to say there's a contradiction between the Mishnayos, it has to be that here too, that is what's being referred to. And that's how we know who says what, who says Mimato Mishosav, and who says Mimait Mimidosav. The Gemara just ends off by saying, Yehuda ben Kani, Rabbi Imi, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, Rabbi Nesha, Mimato Mishosav, they hold of that opinion, that you're making the taste worse, and you're having less drinkers. We mentioned this already yesterday, the day before, but yesterday we read it from a tshuva of a chidushim of the Rashba in Chulin. Today I'll read it from a tshuva. The Rashba was asked. The Rashba was asked in Chelek Aleph. The Rashba has thousands of tshuvas. The Rashba was asked in Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Dalet. Are you allowed to make kiddush on cooked wine? You're allowed to make kiddush on cooked wine. And the questioner says, well, it says in Ba'al Basra Dapsadi Zayin, for kiddush you have to use wine that could be poured on the Mizbeach. So, if we hold of that Gemara, so doesn't that mean that you cannot use Yayin Mevushal? The Rashba says, we do hold of that Gemara, and you can use Yayin Mevushal. Because you don't know what that Gemara is excluding. So, the questioner was, Hilchaza Achen Olo, do we pass like that Gemara? V'Hilchazahi, in Mekachan Yayin Mevushal, Olo, Hove, Roy, Lanasach, Al-Gamayim Mizbech. Says the Rashba, Tshuva. That line that says for kiddush you have to use wine that can be poured on the mizbeach, hilcha sahi, we paskin that way. To Rav Amra, Rav said, if you don't find anybody who argues with him, miyu, but I'll tell you also, vade mekachal yayin mevushal. I don't hold like the Rambam, says the Rashba. You could use cooked wine to make kiddush on. But what did you just said? You're saying two different things. You say we pass like the Gemara that says you have to use wine that can be poured on the Mizbeach, and you pass it and we say yeah, you can use Yayin Mevushal, but you can't use Yayin Mevushal on the Mizbeach. Says the Rashba, that line, that comparison is not excluding everything that cannot be poured on the Mizbeach. It's excluding something specific. V'hav Amar Ravi Mekachal Yana Rain Asak on the Mizbeach. Lav Klalu. Right? It's the Gemara asks, what are you excluding? Maybe you're excluding smoked wine. Maybe you're excluding Yayin Megulim, as we discussed a lot earlier. Maybe you're including wine full of dregs. Maybe you're excluding wine that smells bad. There are a lot of other halachas that might be excluded from wine, Sheroy Lanasak Agami Mizbeach. But cooked wine, no problem. Hilkach, Mavushal, Nami, Demishabcha, Omer, Lav Kiddush Hayom, Lekuli Alma. It could be used. And then he has a whole paragraph about our case of Yerushalmi, talking about the Stira, Rabbi Yochanan, or Balazar, but he says, Lamaskana, no problem. No problem. One could use Yayin Mevushal, for Kiddush. Another interesting discussion in the Rishonim, is, it says here that when you cook wine, right, it gets smaller in volume. There is a major machlokas Rishonim. So Yayin Mevushal. There's no Yayin Nesach by Yayin Mevushal. We know if a non-Jew touches the wine, that also is a big heter, and we don't have to worry about touching it. What is the svara for that? So a different svara is given in the Rishonim. Is Yayin Mevushal loses its status of wine? Or it's just worse, so we don't think that the goy will be menasechit. Different adayas. But there's a machlokas. What does mevushal mean? Does it just mean got very boiling hot? Or does it mean that it lost some of its volume? Evaporation. Lamai nafkamina. What happens if you boil wine very, very hot, but it's in a pipe that controls that there's no evaporation? And it's going to go steam on top of the pipe and then it's going to fall back in. So you're not going to lose any of the volume. Meaning, our pasteurization ways that we pasteurize the wine is the pasteurization, A, doesn't get hot enough, B, it's not machas, it doesn't lose anything. So which of those Rishonim? You never think this is going to come up. Like, what's the difference between the two? But we have a case here. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Gimel, Yayin Mevushal Shalanu, Shanaga Bob Akum, Yayin Mevushal of ours that was touched by a guy, Mutter, The Shulchan Aruch's lashon is when it gets boiling hot. Shach, hainu sheyismayin mimidaso. The Shach says when it loses some volume. So the Shulchan Aruch just quotes like the Rishonim that says Misha yartiach, and the Shach quotes when it loses the volume, and that's what all the Rishonim discuss, all the Achronim discuss. What about pasteurization? Rav Moshe and others are mako. Rav Shlomo Zalman is machmir. He thinks it has to be hotter than regular pasteurization because it doesn't lose. So again, major machlokas, the machmirim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, the Mishnah Halachas. It's so common, doesn't have the usually Bishul is something that's unusual. This isn't the Bishul of the Gemara. Also, Rav Shlomo Zalman says the Bishul in those days could change the taste. Nowadays, does it change the taste? So the answer would be connoisseurs of wine could taste the change. I can't. But connoisseurs also. So there are those that are machmir, but Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya, Rav Shechter and others are mekel as long as it's Fahrenheit, 175 degrees, and this is the minug of many. It could be that the realities have changed also from the days of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So this is a big discussion, but it has to do with min ma'it mi midaso, as is described here. Okay, Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Dvash tamar v'yayin tapuchim v'chometz esvanios. What about if I a zar, a non-Kohen, benefit or eat from something that comes out of, let's say I have dates that are truma, but now I'm going to eat the honey from the dates, or the yayin tapuchim, the juice from the tapuchim, or the chometz, the vinegar that comes out of sitvanios, which are winter grapes, v'shar kol mei peiros. Does the fruit juice of all of these, right? Do they have the status of truma? So, Rabbi Lazar Machayev Karen Bechomesh. Rabbi Lazar says yes. Rabbi Lazar says that the stuff that comes out has the status of the fruit itself. What's the mucker for this? That's a discussion. The Rasilio quotes here a Gemara in Chul on Adav Kofchaf. Maybe it's learned that from Bikurim. There's an extra limud by Bikurim, and we compare Bikurim to truma. But you're Machayev Karen Bechomesh, and Rabbi Yeshua Poter. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Yeshua says, you're not chayev karen v'chomesh, maybe you're not chayev anything, as we'll see in the Gemara, because that does not have the status of truma. Doesn't have the status of truma, only the fruit itself. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim, I'm just going to mention it, but the Rishonim have to struggle with this Mishnah. We learned back in the Hakdama to this Masechta, and elsewhere throughout, there's a major machlokas, which fruit are subject to Trumas and Maisas Midaraisa. So Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas, and Rov Rishonim, dug on Tirosh V'Yitzhar, that's it. Grain, wine, and oil. And maybe grapes and olives, the Ramban discusses. That's it. All other fruit is only Chayav Midrabanan, according to Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam says, all fruit. All fruit of Chayav Daraisa. All fruit of Chayav Daraisa and Shubis and Maisvis. The Ravid, if you remember, had a middle Shita. He held like Rashi and Tosfos that really you're only mechuyev and dagat yirsh v'yitzar, but if you give other fruit, it gains the status. You don't have a chiyev, but you have a rishus. If I give truma from apples, I don't have to give truma from apples. But if I do, it's called truma daraisa. And if a czar eats it, he's going to get, have the regular punishments. So that's the different deos. So the question is, this Mishnah is about tapuchim and about sitvanios. We're talking about the stuff that comes out of the tapuchim and sitvanios. So, how does Rashi and Tosfos and Rov Rishonim understand this Mishnah? We're talking about Chayev Keren V'Chomesh and the stuff that comes out, even if you eat the actual thing. Maybe it's not going to be Trumas and Maisa Midaraisa. Okay, so I'll just leave that to Rishonim deal with it. But based on this, Rabbi Lazar says that what comes out is called the thing itself, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's not. Rabbi Lazar Matami Mishamashke. Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, these liquids that come out are significant, and they're considered a halachic liquid, not just what's called Zeya Ba'alma, and therefore it could become Tame as a Tame liquid. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, when the rabbis listed off seven liquids, they weren't just like counting spices without being so specific about what they were saying. When the rabbi said, Chiddush Gadol, when the rabbis say that there are seven liquids that are machshir l'kabel tuma, they're not only saying there are seven liquids that are machshir l'kabel tuma. Those are the only seven liquids that have halachic significance elsewhere also. And they're called liquid to become tameh. And they're not significant to become Tameh besides those seven, right? The Mara Folder here lists off the seven liquids, the Yad Shach Adam. So this is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. If you look in the Rambam in Trumos, Yud Aleph Beis. The Rambam in Trumos, Yud Aleph Beis. The Rambam says, Vizar Sha'achal Dvash Tamarim V'yayin Tabuchim. Actually, let me read the one in Tumas, the Rambam, hope we get back, the Rambam in Tumas, Tumas Ochlin, Aleph Dalad, says the Rambam, Ein Sham Mashke Shem Mekabal Tuma Elo Shivas HaMashkin Sheshanir Bovad. Sounds like the Rambam is passing here like Rabbi Yehoshua. The Rambam says there are only seven liquids that could become Tameh. What do you mean? Those seven are just for the machshel kabal tuma. Says Rabbi Yeshua right here, these seven liquids aren't just to be machshel kabal tuma, but even to become tame. The Rambam says, well, sharmei peiris, kederach shein machshirin, kach ein makablin tuma klal. And the Rambam, the Rivet jumps on the Rambam, how could you say that? That's the Rambam, and that's based on Rabbi Yeshua right here. Havin boy Meimar, says the Gemara, we wanted to say, when Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua argue, that whether if somebody eats the juice of the tapuchim, or the chometz, the vinegar of the sidvanios, maplikin bechomesh. It says Rabbi Yeshua is poter. So we think from the extra 25%. Aval bekeren, af Rabbi Yeshua modi. But the keren, the principle, of course Rabbi Yeshua says you have to. Right? It's no worse than stealing. It's no worse than being mazik, somebody else's property. Right? And therefore, the Gemara is thought to say that Rabbi Yeshua is modi, that you have to pay the keren. And maplikin l'sha'avar, and this is only bidi eved. B'di'evet, if you ate it, if a czar ate it, then this is what he has to do. But l'chadchila, even Rabbi Yeshua says modi, he can't, because it at least has the status of truma midrabanan. And truma midrabanan, still, the czar can't take part in. So Rabbi Yeshua says only b'di'evet, and you have to pay the keren. Says the Gemara, v'tanina, but didn't we learn in the Braisa, dvash tamar and b'lezer mechayev b'maisris. Rabbi Elazar says you're chayev b'maisris. Why? Because remember, he says the dvash is just like the item itself. And this is like Tevel. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says poter. It sounds like it's poter totally. It sounds like there's not even Shumas and Maestros midirabanon. So Gemara says there's a difference between the cases. Khan, this Brisa versus our Mishnah. Khan shes zavu misha nitbulu. If you already have Tevel, if the fruit already became Tevel and then you squeeze them out, so then midirabanon, we're going to say it has the status of Tevel midirabanon still. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. And that's why it's at least midrabanan. The conscious of achlo nitbulu. But if it's squeezed out even before the fruit became tevel, that's what the Brice here is talking about. And then Rabbi Yeshua would say, pata totally, there's not even truma midrabanan. Not even truma midrabanan. The next five lines, the Gra puts in a totally different girsa. We're going to go with the Gra's girsa, and he takes out the last two lines. So if everybody look at the Biurei HaGra, which is on the bottom of the page, look at the Biurei HaGra, he says, hey, Gimel Hachi Garsinan. So let's just read this. The Gemara here has a different view of Rabbi Yeshua. We think, what does Rabbi Yeshua here say? The whole discussion is, does the juice or goo, the liquid that comes out of the fruits and these fruit, do they have the status of truma? Rabbi Nassan says, Tani, Rabbi Nassan has a different shot within Rabbi Elazar's shita. Rabbi Elazar says that no, the fruit has the stuff that comes out has the status of the fruit. Says Rabbi Nassan, no. Even Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold that. Tani, Rabbi Nassan Omer, lo shir Rabbi Elazar mechayev b'maisris. No, Rabbi Elazar doesn't say the fruit or the stuff that comes out is chayev b'maisris. Ela shir Rabbi Elazar Omer shelo yochal min advash ad she'aser al tamarim. Let's say some of the date honey oozes out. You can't eat that until you take off trumas and maisris from the dates. The honey that comes out for sure is not chayev trumas and maisris, but it looks bad. It's kind of like marasayin. If you're going to eat from the date honey before your mafresh from the dates, so that's all he means to say. So that's what Rabbi Elazar holds. And umod Rabbi Elazar shim iser al atmarim afilu bas pamya dovshan mutter. And he also says that the date honey and the dates don't have to be in the same place. That if you're ma'aser on the dates, even if the dvash is in a totally different place, it's also mutter. You don't need mukaf, as we discussed earlier. And finally, milsa amar shehu ma'aser al dvash al atmarim lufi atmarim. When you take off the chumas and maestros on the dates, you don't have to take into account the volume and the amount of the date honey. Because the date honey is not chayif. As he repeats, it's only the dates itself. So this is a very different approach than we thought that the first view of Rabbi Elazar. Right? What the Braisa say? The Braisa Rabbi Elazar is mechayif b'maisris on dvash tamarim. So we have two views in the Gemara of the later Tanaim. What was Rabbi Elazar Shita? The honey of dates and the vinegar of Sidvanios. Is that mamish like the fruit? And it's chayav and shubas and maestros. You have to treat it like the fruit and you're going to be chayav karen b'chomesh. Or no, it just means that there are some limitations. Some limitations on it. You don't have to be give shubas and maestros from it, but you shouldn't eat it before you take off truma from the dates. The Hulu. Okay, that takes us to the bottom of the Amud, according to the Gra's Girsa, and we will stop here. B'ezras Hashem, next time we pick up with the 100th Daf in Maseches Trumas, Daf Kuf.